7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here with you once again with a wonderful new year full of podcasts, full of love, full of wisdom, full of tools, full of advice. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. How are you, my friend? It seems like a year since we've spoken.
Absolutely. And that's the best part about what we do. You know, now we're in that new year. It's for most people, it's a clean slate. We're starting fresh. But you know what? I feel like I haven't seen you in about a year because we've just been back and forth, missing each
other. See, what our listeners and our wonderful survivors don't realize is that you and I usually procrastinate and are working week to week, you know, hand to mouth type of podcasters that we are. But for the last month, with holidays and vacations and time off and sicknesses and illnesses and everything in between, we actually have been smart and taping ahead. So I feel that we probably haven't taped in a while. But in essence, thank God we've been able to still achieve the product for our survivors.
Absolutely. Especially since I just got my voice back yesterday.
You know what? God works in mysterious ways, Angel. And I'm very happy to say that welcome to the new year, 2023. And I am just very grateful and prayerful that our survivors / thrivers are hopefully getting something out of these podcasts. We always welcome you to give us feedback. We welcome it. We welcome criticism, constructive or otherwise. Anything that we could do to make your survivorship better is what our goal is. And Angel, I am not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. So instead of having this, I guess this would be the second or third podcast of the year. We're not going to go into a health resolution per se, but I would like to start the new year with a new opportunity. It's a health opportunity, and it's going to be a mechanism for our survivor / thrivers to put together a health plan for the year and hopefully thereafter that they can live with and that will help serve them. Because at the end of the day, your health concierge is ... you. Everybody has to take responsibility for their health care. Everyone has to take, you know, you can't lean, you can lean on your providers, you know, to cure you of your cancer, to help you get through the side effects of cancer treatments, to get you through the nightmare, to get you through the dark days. But at the end of the day, you still are responsible for your own health care. So let my OCD serve you with this health concierge concept. And I think that's where I'd like to start. What do you think, Angel?
I think it's a great idea, and I totally agree with you. Let's go.
So what I do is I break up my health care into different categories. And what we always recommend our survivors / thrivers to do is to keep a health book, to have their records available to themselves. I have what's called a Dropbox. My Dropbox is pretty intense. What you do is it allows you to put things in their own little buckets. So I have lab reports that go back to the 1980s, maybe even to the late 1970s. Every x-ray I've ever had, I have the reports. Any procedures that I've done, I have. Any biopsies or pathologies that I have them all, you know, memorialized on the wide world web or whatever, wherever on the cloud, wherever that is. I couldn't tell you, but that's where all my health information is. And I recommend that for all of our listeners. In addition, I love spreadsheets. I think it's really important to watch your trends. If any of you guys are dealing with blood pressure issues or dealing with sugar or whatever, it would be really nice to watch your trends, see how you're doing with your medications, and make a health schedule. I had mentioned putting things into categories. You know, I have a dental category, a dermatology category, I don't have an ortho or PT category, but that's something you guys might want to think about if it pertains to you. Ophthalmology, cardiology and vascular disease, gastroenterology, urology, endocrinology, again, if you have any sugar issues and things like that, GYN, even your podiatrist, you know, because you want to take good care of your nails and your feet and all that type of thing. So who are the people that will be providing these services for you all? So of course you have your oncologist. So your oncologist is the captain of your ship. Usually the medical oncologist is the captain of the ship. Sometimes it's a surgical oncologist. And at times, even, you know, me, a radiation oncologist, will be the captain of certain cases that might be isotope cases or thyroid cases where I kind of am the primary guy. But generally, your medical oncologist will be the captain of your ship. The other thing is your primary care doctor. Hopefully you have a good primary care doctor because they should be really managing you. I think one of the things our survivor slash thrivers might have a, what would you say, Angel, have a misconception is that just because you have cancer doesn't mean that you can't get another cancer. Just because you have cancer doesn't mean that you can't have any other health issue. And I think a lot of times, you know, there's this false sense of security because you're being seen so frequently by your oncologist. You think that, you know, and again, people not in the business, they don't realize you walk into a doctor's office and you could get a great bill of health and you could, you know, drop dead on the way out. And believe me, it has happened. You know, just because you just survived breast cancer doesn't mean you can't have cardiac disease. Just because you survived prostate cancer doesn't mean that you can't get, you know, a rectal cancer or something like that. So it's really important that your healthcare provider, just say your primary care, keeps an eye of if you're a woman who just got cured of lung cancer, when is your next mammogram due? If you're a gentleman who just survived prostate cancer, when's your next colonoscopy due? If you're a man who just survived an eye cancer or whatever, doesn't mean that you don't need to have your PSA checked for your prostate and have a rectal exam. So these are all really important things that you guys have to be aware of, and you have to be your health concierge. I keep saying the same thing. Don't rely on others. You can trust others, especially the ones that deserve your trust. But at the end of the day, it would be you with your little health book and your little health Dropbox or whatever mechanism that you want to keep your records and keep your schedules. That's what you have to do, and do what it is that's right for you. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, the health concierge, now we're looking at, as Angel said, a clean slate. We have a new year and a new opportunity, not a resolution. Resolutions go by the wayside. But we want you to have a focus and an opportunity to take control of your health. And there's really two ways of doing this. We talked about, and we have many, many podcasts, and Angel will tell you how to go back to see our library of podcasts. We're just about rounding the corner of episode 100 to physical health and exercise and diet and all sorts of things like that. Use the podcast, use the library. I appreciate you downloading today's episode, but please feel free to use our entire library of tools at your disposal. Angel's going to get us on YouTube soon, so you'll be able to use that as a mechanism as well, where you'll not only be able to hear us, you'll also be able to see us. God bless you. God forgive us for what we put out there, Angel, but we are who we are, right? We can't change it. We have beautiful faces for radio. That's all I have to say. And then I wanted to just also mention that.
I had to mute myself because I was thinking the same thing you said when you said it. I'm like, we had the worst. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But you know what? We have the biggest hearts, Angel. That's all I have to
say.
That
makes up for it.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. So when you are a survivor slash thriver of a cancer, you also want to look at ways of reducing your risks of not only having a recurrence of that cancer, but also getting a new cancer. So what we have a lot of, we have a lot of people who have cancers that are really, why did you get this? It was just one of these flukes, a sarcoma or whatever. Whereas there are some genetic factors or whatever, but some of the things that are behavioral that we could definitely change is tobacco, right? Smoking, drinking, sedentary lifestyle, obesity. Those are all the things that we can do to change and reduce our risks. Early detection and surveillance, really important. As I said, just because you have one cancer doesn't mean you can't get another cancer. So if you have breast cancer, that doesn't mean you can't, you shouldn't get a pap smear, shouldn't get a colonoscopy, shouldn't get, you know, whatever it is that you need, lung screening if you were a smoker in the day or that type of thing. So we're looking at, and again, the famous expression that most medical students get, maybe it's different now, but when we don't really, we were never taught really specific information as far as advice for healthy lifestyle. We were really taught the lesson of moderation. So we're not going to tell you, you can never have a glass of wine with dinner. We're never going to tell you, you know, that you can't, you know, indulge or, in, you know, whatever every once in a while. Smoking might be the exception. I think there's pretty much everyone would agree that's a no tolerance thing. Like, we wouldn't really support you. You know, we were very happy if you were a three pack per day smoker. Now you're only smoking two cigarettes a day. That's great. But we can't give you advice that that's okay. You know, we want you to stop that completely. But having a drink or relaxing or that type of thing, not exercising here or there, you know, I don't think anybody would give you a problem for that. And as far as the keys, Angel, we're going to break them down into two categories. We're going to take down just your physical health and your mental and emotional health.
All right.
So on the physical side, of course, eating healthy, moderation. You can eat anything. I mean, don't feel that you can never have a piece of pizza again or never have a cheeseburger, but like not 10 of them or not, you know, every day, you know, every once in a while for a special occasion would be fine. But otherwise, whole foods, you don't want to have, you know, refined sugars or you don't want to have processed food. And believe me, don't go into Whole Foods or any of these fancy places, Trader Joe's, thinking that you leave there and if you eat their food, you're going to be a lot healthier than if you go to ShopRite. You know, they're just as guilty with all the crap that, you know, that America and the world is throwing down our throats. You know, go right to the basics, go right to your pyramid, you know, and everything, prepare it yourself, you know, nothing processed if possible. And again, utilize that advice with moderation. Staying active. If you can try to do something active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, try to get that heart rate up. I think, Angel, we did an entire segment on exercise, high intensity exercise, long duration exercise, all sorts of different things. Want to make you heart healthy, want to keep you active. And believe me, you're going to feel so much better just being active, doing that 5 days a week. I'm a huge believer in this, and I don't think I ever was until recently, but sleep makes a huge difference. And as a father of two young kids, working double shifts, triple shifts, having sick kids, being the amazing husband and father that you are, you know better than anybody, when you're not getting your sleep, you're a different person. It makes such a big difference. Yep. And I know when you get sick, it's because you're not sleeping enough.
That's true. That's true. That's why I bought some big time stock in Dunkin' Donuts. And yep. I bought some good time stock in, Johnson & Johnson medication.
There you go, my friend. And then emotional health. I don't think we pay enough attention to this. You have to really start to get to know yourself. We should actually do an episode of that. Maybe that'll be next week's episode. Absolutely. You know, getting to know who you are, actually. Because sometimes we're living our life and we're just like just kind of actors playing a role of ourselves, and we don't really know who we are. Getting to know yourself, getting to know who you are, getting to know what your bugaboos are. Know if you're emotionally healthy, know if you have a high emotional, you know, quotient, know that if you're, you know, emotionally sensitive, you know if you have capacity for empathy, know how you feel about yourself, Know if you're feeling low or down. Know if you're feeling up, and psychological health is really coming to the forefront. It's all sorts of different things could contribute to it. Again, go back to our library. We've talked about kindness. We've talked about forgiveness. We've talked about gratitude over and over and over again, because these are the key components, to emotional health and psychological health. In addition, breathing. My wife just bought a book on breathing. I can't wait to read it. It's like a, 50-page book just teaching you how to breathe. Like, you would think we know how to breathe. Well, we do know how to breathe, because otherwise we'd all be dead. But do we really know how to breathe correctly, where that would make us feel better and actually take a lot of stress? Because emotional health, in addition to all the things I mentioned, we want to try to find the stress and kill the stress and eliminate that stress to the best of our ability. Join a support group if you want to. Get a life coach, get a therapist, whatever you need. Integrate your friendships, use your friendships, work your friendships, concentrate on your friendships and your relationships. That's all going to contribute to your emotional and mental health. Angel, a nice short and sweet one this week, starting the new year, but a lot of content.
Absolutely. We started off with by saying you didn't believe in resolutions. And I have to be honest with you. I try to not do them because I don't keep them, but I think that the way we've laid out, this structure, I think it's going to be a lot easier for anyone to understand. But I think you hit a really good point on the emotional status, and I'm really looking forward to seeing us do an episode on that. And I'm hoping that everyone out there has started off the new year on a clean slate, like I stated in the very beginning. And I'm hoping that all of you continue to stay healthy, become healthier, and allow yourselves to keep the right path, to your goals.
Awesome, my friend. Listen, I want to wish you, Angel, and your beautiful family, and I want to wish your podcast great success and prosperity in the new year. I want to thank you for being just the greatest friend and co-host. You've added so much to our podcast for our survivors, and I really wanted to take a minute and recognize you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. And listen, and nothing would happen more without you as the host. You are the Croc Podcast. Your vision has inspired so many. I have the luxury of working, in the same facility as you, but for those that don't know you and don't understand, when people walk in and they see you, or if they call the office or they call and they, they talk about you, you can see the smile. You can hear the smile if you're on the phone, and you can certainly see the patients walk out with even much more confidence than they did before they walked in. I want everybody out there to know the Croc Podcast is a vision that Dr. Unelli has had, and we continue to inspire to do everything in our part to try and do this podcast for cancer survivors, by cancer survivors, of course, and looking forward to a brand new journey. You can reach us on any and every platform. We are now available on the following. We are available on Spreaker, Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Good Pods, CastBox, Deezer, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Jio7, which is a brand new addition to the podcasting industry. And I want to point out to you, we have a website. It's www.crocvip.com. You can also email us as well. I'm telling you, we have a Twitter account. You have a Facebook account. There's no way that you cannot reach out to us. And guess what? It doesn't go to a third party. It goes directly to Dr. E. He will write you back.
100%. Rod Freeman, small biz up. Rod, it was great seeing you yesterday. Angel, he brought his son actually over to the office, and we had a nice meeting. And what a nice boy. I'm not surprised. Awesome. Rod is such a good man, just a good person, just a great man. Yes. He hasn't heard from you, Angel. I think you should give him a holler.
I did see them on Christmas morning. I dropped off some gifts to the kids because their daughters and the son just had a birthday. So
what a good family. Seconds. And also, Rod, thanks for helping our survivors. Your assistance, small biz up with the website and cataloging our podcasts and everything you do for us is so appreciated. The board of directors can't wait to get together with you once the winter lifts and get together for our first quarterly meeting. And God, you guys have such talent. You have such devotion. You have such a capacity to try to make this world a better place for our survivors. Thank you guys very much. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your belief in us and for your support as always. And here's my my weekly pep talk. You guys are amazing. You guys are tough. You guys are courageous. You guys are brave. You guys are strong. You guys are fighters. You guys are warriors. You guys are worthy. You guys are loved. You're appreciated. We are grateful for you. Anything that we could do, as I said, to make your journey just a wee bit less arduous, a little happier, a little funnier. You know, any advice or tools that we are able to achieve for you to make your life better. That's why we're here 100%. And we end our podcast as we end each podcast, wishing you all a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. On behalf of the board and Angel and everyone else, God love you. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.